What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
You guys better not never talk to me about eating.
Why?
Because you're throwing subliminal messages out here. I said, hey, I was told that I might always cold because I might be anemic, which I have, you know, in my past, I have been, right?
Yep.
And you replied, go get some jerk wings.
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with it?
I thought you were hungry.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. The one
warm
comes,
you up.
Huh?
Warm you up. No. I don't know, dude.
That hot sauce will warm you up.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. As we are streaming live on 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Appreciate everybody checking us out there. You guys can text the show at 305-567-0560. You got to change that last four digits. Otherwise, I'm going to get confused.
Oh, there's a new number?
I don't know. I was saying we probably need to make one.
Or just give the number without... saying,
well,
how can I change the number? The number is there.
Okay,
this is why you need jerk wings.
Wait, so is there any number or no? Because that,
no, there's not a number.
I only need the wings because I already got the jerk.
Bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Miami Dolphins, they had a walkthrough practice today. They'll have a joint practice tomorrow and Thursday against Man Campbell's Lions. Mike McDaniel today said that Cam Smith is going to practice this week. Good for him, huh? Hey, good for him.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Good for him. Liam Eichenberg and Andrew Meyer not practicing. Darren Waller not practicing. So that's kind of the headline, people. Miami Marlins, they're back at it tonight against the Cleveland Guardians at 6:40 p.m. Jansen Junk and his mustache on the hill against Logan Allen. Leroy was once a season ticket holder. Was it at the Jake or the place before the Jake?
It was at Municipal Stadium. Oof. But then I got them at the Jake when they start getting good.
The Jake looks cool. I've never been, but it looks like a cool building.
Yeah. And like right across from it is the basketball. Some
good memories.
Basketball arena.
That 97 World Series, yeah. Dude. Oh, man. I still got that VHS somewhere. I do. I probably had like two of those things. Oh, who doesn't have the old classic? Did you ever have that, JFig? Anybody in your house have the 1997 Marlins Championship VHS? Or just the 03 DVD?
I do not.
What do they do these days? Do they still sell DVDs? Like if I want the Panthers Championship, do they sell DVDs?
Player.
Do they sell it digitally? What do you do?
They probably sell it digitally. And you can also just hook up the whole game on YouTube now. So there's not really
that's true.
A need to like.
But you don't have the interviews, Brittany. Like the interviews back in the day where they're like they're talking and you got a Marlins logo behind Bobby Bonilla talking about getting the fish on the board.
But I think that's a lost art within itself, though. I think we've lost that.
I was very hyped up. I remember
we've lost that whole like intimacy. I don't even know how to like. Say it without
I remember going one night to I went to one night to AAA at the time, Kaseya Center, and they premiered like the 2012 championship video. Like they had a movie premiere night. We went and watched that. That was fun.
That's nice.
But I don't know, do they got to still do that? That's so much fun.
I mean, I know they, but do they do the videos or do they just put them online and like on demand?
I'm sure probably. And Brittany does make a good point because they do a lot of mic'd up content now that's out there pretty quick. You got all these shows like the one Kachuk's in, like they got these Netflix shows. But that 97 VHS of the Marlins championship, that's like childhood gold. It really was.
Just looking at Jordan Love is having a thumb procedure. I don't know what hand.
Yeah, it said that it's his thumb. It's his throwing. It's not his throwing hand, yeah. But he'll be back before week one. No need to fret. I read it earlier.
What's that? The old bender?
No, this is the one that has the rod in it.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well,
ow.
Marlins will get back at it tonight, 6:40. They need to bounce back because they just got the snot kicked out of them over the weekend.
Guess how many days I missed? None.
Zero.
I was here.
The Miami Hurricanes. Another ranking came out. Yep, we're getting close. Getting close. And the AP rankings came out. Hurricanes 10th in this one, too, as they were in the coaches' ranking. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame 6th, not top 5. Problem?
Yeah. You know what they are?
Hmm?
They're the Joe Burrow of college football. Had some success once. And, like, there's a couple of things you know are going to always happen. Like, we always thought Alabama would be ranked up there. They gone. But Notre Dame will always be ranked in the top 10 to start the season.
The top 10.
Always.
The AP top 10. Texas number 1. Penn State number 2.
Yeah, they got a good football team.
Ohio State 3. Clemson 4. Mm-hmm. Georgia 5. Notre Dame 6. Oregon 7th. Alabama 8th. LSU 9th. Miami Hurricanes 10th. Leroy Horde's Michigan Wolverines 14th.
Yeah, I unlike the NFL, think about this. If the cornerback passes all of his physicals and stuff, he was going to be a top 10 pick. You have 3 players on that defense in the first round.
Yep.
And you lose that.
And you were trying to get back because you had good defenders last year. It was the offense, right? Because you guys
– right. And they have a quarterback. They paid a quarterback a boatload of money.
Would they pay him?
Huh?
Would they pay him?
I don't know. I think he got 5+.
Interesting. Sure. I don't see any headlines about that like I do Carson Beck. Nobody seems to mind when the Blue Bloods go out there, but when the Miami Hurricanes spend money,
And they didn't even spend a lot of money. They just spent more than Georgia.
Ridiculous. I don't know. Brittany, as a huge Miami Hurricanes fan, are you nervous because – I don't know what to make of this, but offensive line coach Alex Mirabal puts a photo today of Carson Beck with his number 11 next to Ken Dorsey. Oof. And I was like, I hope so, dude. I don't know.
That can't be worse than what the Dolphins owner did when he said he's going to be the next Dan Marino.
I don't know. I'm here for the confidence. Which obviously Mirabal has. I mean, he coaches giants and behemoths, and you know, but he's putting the Ken Dorsey.
He's upset Notre Dame. You think Notre Dame's going to be favored?
Yeah, 1,000%.
No,
I would bet they are favored.
If they're number 6 already in the polls, and we're number 10,
that doesn't mean nothing.
I understand that doesn't mean anything.
We've seen games before where the
I'm sure there's a line out for it already.
The higher ranked team was
no
3 or less.
Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I figured.
So that's basically a pick'em.
It's not a pick'em because they're the road team.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if they're favorite,
it's a pick'em if the Canes were favored. So Notre Dame being
I always screw that up. So basically, they think they're going to win by 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
They're in for some trouble, dude. Remember the last time they were there?
Listen,
I do.
Braxton Berrios.
This is the only time.
But can you compare the two
only
teams?
Time in college football where Miami, Michigan, and Ohio State will all circle the fire and share war stories about Notre Dame and praying that they lose.
Oh, 100%.
I'm telling you. There'll be hugs. People would be cooking Buckeyes. We'd be drinking whiskey, having a good old time. And then after the game's over, we part ways and say, this never happened. And we go back to hate one another. But we can all come together. We can all come together. I will sing Kumbaya with all the Buckeyes in the world. to hate Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, everybody has that, too, with, like, FSU and Miami winning the Gators lose.
See? Ohio State is favored over Texas. And Texas is number one.
I saw that Archie said that he's not – that Arch isn't leaving this year.
No.
They're making him they're making him graduate.
What? He's going to make $20 million before he even leaves college.
What if he wants to leave? What does he got to – he's got to listen to Grandpa?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
If he's going to be the number one pick, you're going to make me get a stupid degree? My degree is being the number one pick.
They don't operate.
I understand. They're royalty. They don't need
to.
You know how silly it is for Arch Manning to need a degree? What's he even majoring
in? Has anybody gone this deep?
Criminal justice.
So you got the grandpa, the two sons are going to be in the Hall of Fame, and then you got a nephew and a grandson.
It's a good family.
Yeah.
It's a good family.
Except, unlike any of the other ones, Archie Manning ran for his life.
Sure did.
He was a scrambler.
Crazy. I don't know. I don't know, dude. If I'm Arch, I'm like, hey, Grandpa, I can't make my own decisions? Nope. You don't think, let me ask you this, because Arch, he was pulling the puppet strings with Eli, right? Do you think he wants me to go to the Saints? Because it feels like the Saints are tanking for Arch. It's kind of a cool story, but
Grandpa?
It's kind of a cool story, but does Grandpa want that? Maybe he's like, remember when I was there, paper bags.
No, he wasn't a paper bags yet. The paper bags came after Arch.
Oh, after him?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. In fact, they came with, who's the radio guy I was telling you about?
Bear.
And that was before him. And then the reason why he's beloved, keep in mind, he was on the team where they had their first playoff appearance, and their first, they started off 10-0, and he was the quarterback.
Man. Laying down the law, Archie Manning. We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy. And back with more for this.
That, they all have that gosh darn it.
Oh, shucks.
I mean, starts with Archie. Archie was like that. They all have that. Although I will say this. The Mannings. Sneaky entertaining.
They got a thing going on.
Yeah.
They can be.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You don't want to do what you just did off mic? Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3. WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
They ain't playing this at Roundup.
That's certainly true.
Oh, no, but
sometimes they got.
When I went to Roundup, like, you know how they do the breaks?
Yeah, they'll do breaks.
So they do a break with some hip-hop.
They'll do some breaks with some hip-hop. They'll
2 hours.
They'll do some ass-shaking contests.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's
out. Did you say ass-chicken?
Ass-shaking.
Oh, ass-shaking.
We got both.
You must be hungry.
I've never seen that at Roundup, and I've been quite a few times. But sure.
Well, maybe you know what, Brittany? I haven't been to Roundup in probably... probably 15 years.
Well, yeah, things have changed.
So maybe it's changed. But back in my day at Roundup, in the midst of the country music and the line dancing, there was ass chicken contests. And ass chicken contests, too. This is Clucker. He's got himself a real badonkadonk.
A honky-tonk.
Oh, man, I had me a delicious meal last night.
Did you?
Can't wait to get home and get the leftovers.
Veal.
Veal Parm.
You know, I snuck in a Roundup one time, avoided cover, with Brad Penny's entourage.
Brad Penny.
Saved me $20.
I've definitely heard this story, yeah.
Yep. They don't make him like Brad Penny anymore. Could use him right now. Anyway.
There's not many pitchers that are just moose.
Gas.
Just like, yeah.
All gas, no brakes. That's Brad Penny. They don't make him like him anymore, dude. Fish could use it. They need to get everybody back on board, get them where they need to be. Hello.
Hello.
So this was
we even have an alarm that goes off.
So I'm not gonna have a I'm not gonna give you the list anymore because you got very angry by the list.
It's stupid.
Can I give you the reasons why Tua was on the list? Where he was?
Let me see if I can guess. Health.
Health is definitely, I mean, that kind of goes without saying.
It's always gonna be the same reasons.
And they still have concerns with how the passing game looked last year.
Oof. Without him?
Whether they definitively have a way of defeating it.
Well, they say, a vote that says, quote, they literally cannot operate the offense when he is not out there. And then they are a top 10 offense when he is out there, an offensive coach said. I don't even like watching him play. But at this point, dude, I can't say that you're not that guy. It's a little complimentary that he is important to their system. That voter was among the dozen placing Tua in Tier 2, half as many as he had in 2024. One executive said, quote, he's probably a 2 on the production, but if the game is on the line, I'd be scared to death if he was my quarterback.
Why is that?
I don't know. They didn't put a why. That's what he said.
That's a whole bunch of nothing.
What do you mean, dude?
Scared to death. Okay, let's go through the list. Who wouldn't you be scared to death to have as your quarterback? Because there's only a handful of them winning. And you're making assumptions. Okay, let's do it this way. List in order. Who would you feel most comfortable having as your quarterback?
Game on the line?
Game on the line. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Because that guy scored a touchdown in 12 seconds.
Ugh, yeah. Terrifying.
I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Fair. Especially
I'm
going to
go just a guy who has stones. I'm going to go Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
And then toss up, dude.
Daniels. He had some exciting wins last year.
But it's just been 1 year.
Yeah, but they were exciting, dude.
I mean, but again.
Exciting.
But again, depending on who it is in this league and what these GMs think of the player, you could put Jaden Daniels in it, but if I took it and replaced it with somebody else, they'll go, but he's young. Let's wait and see. Right? So, because a year ago, I would have said this about C.J. Stroud. Jaden Daniels just took over C.J. Stroud's spot. That's it. So, based on that comment right there, who else you rolling with? Of the 32 teams, who else you rolling with? Go, give me one. That I say, oh, yeah, game on the line.
We're just talking regular season games. Can't be a playoff game?
It's a playoff game. Nobody gives a rat's ass about a regular season game.
Well, that's not fair. What do you mean people give rat's asses about that?
But guess what? Then if I say Lamar Jackson, they'll say, oh, but he comes up small in the playoffs.
That was probably Tua's best game ever, the Ravens comeback.
But you see what I'm saying? So I'm avoiding it to just get rid of – So, I gave you four guys tops. Of the other 28 guys, with the comments that GM just made, who you feel comfortable with?
Game on the line?
Yeah. No, I can't ask you this question.
Why? Why can't I get the question?
You always answer.
I'm not being silly.
Okay, go.
I can have serious answers. I like talking football.
Go.
I don't like what you're doing.
Go.
I don't appreciate it.
Okay. And so, I discredited Jaden Daniels, not for any other reason other than he's new C.J. Stroud. Until proven otherwise.
Fair.
Right? Until proven otherwise. We said the same exact things about C.J. Stroud. So everybody pipe down a little bit.
I'll tell you who likes stones. Baker Mayfield.
He's done it. He's done it. That guy has come out of – he's brought his team back from nowhere – I could go with that.
Okay. He's on tier two.
But think about that. Think about where you are so far. Right? There. One other guy. Give me another one. I would say this. With all the stuff you're talking about and you saying, you telling me you wouldn't take Jalen Hurts higher than
Take Jalen Hurts. He's been on the biggest stages.
Right. Exactly. Sure. That's real. That's real. That's not imaginary. That's not what you think. This guy in recent years has done it, yet he's still in a tier with Justin stinking Herbert. No disrespect, Justin Herbert, but.
Seems like there's been plenty of disrespect.
Yeah. You know what's the disrespect? The disrespect is putting you in the same tier with Jalen Hurts.
Fraud.
That's the disrespect. Right? Plus,
fraud.
You haven't done it. What has Justin Herbert done? I'll wait.
Wasn't Herbert the one that you came all the way here for?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What has he done?
No disrespect.
They got him as an elite quarterback. Now, guess what?
What?
I do believe this. You can have elite skills as a quarterback. It doesn't make you an elite quarterback.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell had the greatest arm ever. Exactly.
That's why I got double birds from Geno Smith.
Ryan Leach.
Leaf.
Leach.
You're thinking of Mike Leach.
Mike Leach.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But Ryan Leaf, who there were conversations whether to take him. Wasn't he in the Peyton Manning draft?
He was.
Right. Whether they should take Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf. How'd that work out? So, yeah.
Guy texts in. I can't believe this. Is this a term people still use?
No. Hey, can I address this real quick before I have to choke Cody out? Crazy Leroy got smoked for A-Bear or Herbert when he wanted the Dolphins to draft him. Why did I say that, Tobin? Will you please explain to this man why?
To his injuries.
Yes.
To his
injuries. Because I said, even if I thought Tua was better, I would not draft an injured player.
Can I read this, that Jennifer? Am I allowed to read this text? I've never heard. I haven't heard this term. This is an old man who's texting this in.
Which one? Oh, wow.
I'm saying it. This guy texts in, the knob slobbering over this Tua is hysterical. Who the hell uses the term knob slobbering?
They use it all the time.
They do?
Yeah.
So, it's
so
not.
How old is this person
wait,
then?
This wasn't.
They could
even
be either
Tua,
a really
though.
Old person or a really young person because
hey,
my friends say that word.
They
say
do?
That like, phrase
really?
All the time.
Hey,
yeah.
How about this?
I've heard that in a while.
Where did he get this from? Because this is not even about Tua.
Well, we were starting off talking about Tua. Because the exec said that he doesn't trust Tua game on the line.
Right. And so I just said, okay, give me six quarterbacks that you would say game on the line. That's the guy's
I think there's six.
The
like when I look at this list and I see where Tua's at right now, I only look probably at about six guys right now he doesn't have an argument over, whether it's either accolades or just talent right now. Mm-hmm. I think everybody like 7 through 17 is kind of the same right now.
Right.
And having a good year, he could vault himself up. If he has better playoff success, then he can get back into those conversations.
But the problem is I wasn't even arguing for Tua. I was arguing for Jalen Hurts, who just how can you say I don't want this dude in the clutch situations when he just did it?
I know one guy I don't want in a clutch situation. That's Justin Herbert.
No, yeah, like that. Man, guys like that play football for 20 years, and you don't even realize they've been playing for 20 years, and you go, still playing.
We will take a break here on Tobin and Leroy. Mixed Bag coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. On YouTube, it's 104.3 WQAM. On Twitch, it is Miami 104.3 WQAM. So check us on out there. Go subscribe today. And you guys can get in on the chat. You guys can text us, 305-567-0560. And, yeah, it's all happening for us, baby. It is that time of the show where we get to the mixed bag. All right, mixed bag time for all you rascals out there. As the NFL world never stops churning, but the drama that is the Dallas Cowboys always is producing stuff.
I look forward to their demise. You know what? Like, if somebody gets hurt.
Yep.
If, like, you have a team like the Dolphins that always have get hurt, or the Heat, the guys always get hurt, I feel bad because I want to see if it works out. What they're trying to do, I want to see if it works out. But all of the problems that Dallas has is their own doing.
Well, they have a new Netflix documentary coming out. And, you know, because what the Cowboys need is more attention.
Yeah.
And I guess they had a premiere event. And some of the Cowboys legends spoke at it, like Michael Irvin, of course, Miami Hurricane legend as well. And he was asked about the Micah Parsons situation, and this is what the playmaker had to say on that.
Appreciate him more if he just get the Michael Parsons deal done. That's what I told him over here. I told everybody I appreciate Jerry more if he gets Michael Parsons deal done.
Wow. All right. Playmaker wants it done.
Stop being like... The problem with why they can't win, they never get cheap talent, right? They never re-sign people early. They wait till the last minute, and they have 4 or 5 of the highest paid at their position. You can't win like that. Or those guys are better be the best. It never works out. You got the highest paid quarterback. You're going to have the highest paid. You have one of the highest paid receivers. You're going to have one of the highest paid, corners.
Can I please stop doing that?
What?
You're beating up the microphone.
No, I'm not. You are. I'm not touching the mic.
You're either rubbing it.
He's doing this.
Yeah, you're pounding the table. You're literally pounding the table.
And your microphone's right there, so it's picking
Listen,
up a lot.
I didn't put my mic here.
It was no one moved that microphone. It's always been there.
No, it hasn't.
No, I'm with you, Leroy. Nobody had that mic there before.
No, it's just been moved that way.
So it was moved.
No.
So it was
like
moved.
Right here.
You just
okay?
said.
Literally
wait a
right
minute.
Here.
What were her exact words?
That, okay.
What were her exact words?
You can reverse that because it was never moved from this stem right here. This was never touched. The only thing that moved was literally this moving. That's it. That's all that it was.
But it was moved.
Not how you think it was moved.
You've been boxed.
You know what? Go ahead and lash out because you don't know how to use a microphone.
I do know
for
how to
use lashing out.
I especially know how to use the mic that is in the same spot that I've had it for.
It's been on your shoulder for the most of the show, so.
It hasn't been on my shoulder.
Sounds like we have a real quibble amongst you two.
Now who's
the hobnobbers are
it's
breaking up
on your shoulder? Who does a shoulder, Mike?
You are
for sass.
I'm removing.
I
that
can't
from
tell
your
whose side Tobin's on.
No one.
Chaos.
He's the button part.
I'm just on the side of chaos, so I can press my buttons.
Yeah.
So you basically he just wants Dallas Cowboys.
He's on my side, Loki, because he is the one that's constantly annoyed of the etiquette you have with your microphone.
I'm not on your side, but I do like the quibbling back and forth because ultimately I'm for the show. And if you get him riled up because of that, that just goes back to, well, now we've forgotten about him tapping the microphone.
Why doesn't it not go up and down? It used to be like...
I don't know.
Look, it doesn't... The
needs Blue Chew.
I don't need my mic to...
Can we bring that back?
Perhaps soon.
You know, football season.
Mm-hmm.
We on that FM now.
Mm-hmm.
That means more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sean McVay, he's got very spiky hair. He was asked about...
Is he 40 yet?
I don't think so. He was asked about Matthew Stafford's back. And he goes, I know this old guy over here. You know, I'm here every day, spry as a young chicken. And this guy's out here. He can't even get on the field. That's not what he said. But here's him on his quarterback's back.
I'm going to take it a day at a time as well, because I can't be 27 days from now in Houston. You know, we have to be able to have agility and flexibility, and that's not exclusive to Matthew. That's really for, you know, all of our guys. So I think the most important thing is, number one, my job is to support him, put my arm around him and let him know that, hey, love you. I'm sorry that we're going through this, but we will be, you know, let's keep a positive mindset and let's continue to attack this thing to try to be able to get our hands around it so that he can feel as good as possible when we open up against Houston. I do think it's important to be able to get some work in, you know, but not at the expense of following the plan that we've talked about. And so I think the, you know, the truest thing is stay one day at a time, continue to support him. And then I'll defer to the experts on, you know, where we're at with things that are a little bit outside of my area of expertise. But I do have total trust and confidence in, you know, our medical group. You guys know how I feel about Reggie and the medical advice that he's getting. And nobody wants to get it figured out more than he does as well.
I mean, if you got Reggie on the case, then how can you be worried about it?
Also, my question is that they haven't figured out what's wrong?
It's a back.
No, but he was like, we need to figure it out. And then, so they're acting like,
I think they were expecting it because, you know, you mentioned a couple weeks ago, you said maybe this is just a vet thing they're being careful with. And it seemed like they're not worried. I even heard Schefter yesterday saying if there was a game, he probably could play.
Right.
But I guess it hasn't gone away. So whatever they were hoping for that this time off would do for him, I don't think has been quite as effective yet.
It seemed very dismissive. Not going to lie. It seemed like, yeah, I mean, he's just like, old.
Let me tell you, there's two things that don't go well together in any sport. Old and back. If you're old and you've been playing the sport for a while, whatever sport it is, back doesn't ever play. You wait till Christian Wilkins gets, I mean, not Christian Wilkins. Baseball player, Milwaukee.
Christian Yelich?
Yelich, yeah. You wait till Christian Yelich gets about five more years from now.
Mm.
And he can't swing the bat because his back.
He'll be all right.
Because he had back problems when he was young.
He did. He's always had back issues. Right. He's always had back issues. Also, don't tell a secret to yourself, dude. Tell it to the people in the microphone, you know.
What?
Why are you side-eyeing me? Even if you
side-eye.
Like, even when she side-eyes, you can see big old eyeball.
All I hear is, I have big, beautiful eyes.
No comment.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
This can't last.
Forever. Why?
This can't. You got to be banned from that.
Bum.
You guys familiar with Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
He was on our sister station, WEEI.
Isn't he the one to say he would cut his junk off to
He did
win?
Say that.
Yeah, okay.
To win a Super Bowl. He was on
I'm sorry. I wanted to win a Super Bowl, too, but I'm not doing that.
He was on WEEI, The Murph.
The Murph.
I believe they're also on FM. And welcome to the club, guys. And WEEI, they were asked about Tom Brady. He had his statue ceremony. You know, it's not as good as Dwayne Wade's, quite frankly. But Tom,
do you have a picture?
I do not. I don't care to see that bum. But Mike Vrabel was on, I believe it's the Greg Hill show, and he was asked about, did Tom Brady speak to the team, or did he speak to the team about the Tom Brady statue? This is what was said on the radio show.
Mike, you know, obviously Brady's been a person and a figure that's been a shadow cast over the organization since he left, now literally with the statue. How did you handle that with your team, and did Tom speak to the team at all when he was in town?
Never said a word, and no, he didn't.
Why
Frosty.
Is
straight to the point.
Why is but wait, what, why Frosty. I don't understand.
Also the statue,
I don't understand. Why would he have a beef with,
I don't know. Maybe he's Team Belichick. You ever think about that? Could be. Could be a Belichick guy. And
but what did Tom... They didn't... I mean...
People have also made the case, well, maybe Tom Brady didn't want to speak because he's owner of the Raiders. And I'll tell you this. Dwayne Wade owns the Jazz, and D Wade, he was given messages to the Heat, except for Jimmy Butler, who didn't come to a ceremony. He was given messages to the Heat. He was talking to the team. He has meetings with Bam. I don't know. Seems like the only person who likes Tom Brady in that organization anymore is old Crafty.
So you think that was some frostiness?
It wasn't not frostiness. It doesn't even look like him.
Why that looks like such a small head.
It has
exactly
angles.
Exactly like him.
Nah, it doesn't look like him. It looks
but
like.
Wait, can I ask a question?
You guys, that looks
why
exactly
is his
like
arms
him.
The same size as his legs?
This looks so weird.
It really it looks like generic intangibles. You know?
No, I mean, I would say the head to body proportion, like the proportions of it, aren't accurate. But when you zoom in on the face, JFig, you need to get a picture of.
Yeah,
it zoomed in because it looks just like him.
Nah,
it just
it doesn't.
It looks honestly, more like. Wait, I'm gonna say this. It looks more like him than it does.
Remember that creepy D-Wade. Photo he no. had.
You guys are being haters.
No, D Wade's statue is way better than that statue.
It really is not.
It looks like Brock Purdy.
It really does not.
It looks like Brock Purdy.
Pull the old white quarterback out of your pocket.
That's who it looks like. That looks like Brock Purdy. That doesn't look like Tom Brady.
Second, guys.
No, it really looks like him. Let's not be.
It has angles.
I don't like Tom Brady, but like, come on.
Let me get this straight.
It has angles.
Yes and no to me.
Brittany, I don't think I've ever heard you like anything other than Taylor Swift.
That's not true.
And F1.
I think that's true.
And F1.
That's
not true.
And F1.
You know, I don't like being plagued as a negative Nancy. It's not.
I'm not saying you're a negative Nancy.
That's
I'm
exactly
just saying.
What you're saying.
I'm
you're
saying
exactly,
you've
exactly
happened to be negative about every topic I've brought up, except for the Hurricanes, Taylor Swift, and F1.
That's not true. Well, tell
you don't
everyone
bring
else
F1.
To you know, tell
Brady.
The Dolphins to be better. Tell the Miami Heat to be better. What do you want?
All fair.
To
all
do
fair.
To better.
All fair.
Do better, but, and then I will have positive things to say about them.
But. I'm not going to let you sit here and say that statue doesn't look like Brock Purdy.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Okay. That does not look like Brock Purdy.
That looks like Brock
Purdy.
Besmirch.
That looks like Brock Purdy.
I'm not going to let you sit here and besmirch.
All right, guys. So what we saw.
D-Wade's statue has angles.
It does have angles, I will say.
I mean, I will say it has angles, but head on, it does not look like him at all. All
right, so here we go. Here's what we saw right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is up close.
That is literally Tom Brady.
That's Brock Purdy.
It's like, honestly, I see the Brock Purdy, yes. But you know what this reminds me of?
God.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You know, it really does look like the
I
life.
I miss hearing you guys scream.
Can I be honest with you?
It looks like.
It looks like the life's been sucked out of him.
For
that's
sure.
Not that. Like, if you just said, if I didn't have the Patriots jersey, and you said, whose bust is this? I'd be like, Case Keenum?
You're just saying things to say things now. You're just saying
you know,
things
if Case
to
Keenum
say.
Walked in here,
me of
if,
that.
Wait, if Case Keenum came in, walked through this door, and slapped you in the face, you'd be like, who did that?
You're like, hey, don't you have a statue outside of Foxborough?
Nope. You have no idea what Case Keenum looks like.
He looks like that.
And he's been playing football for a very long time.
He looks like that.
Case Keenum still
I know what he looks
football.
Like. I saw him this week.
Case Keenum's still playing football.
Where?
It's impressive that he's been in two places at once. He played preseason for the Bears, and he was at a statue ceremony. You're right. All right. I'm sorry. It doesn't look like Case Keenum, but it does look like Brock Purdy.
It really does
not. Brock Purdy's closer.
Get me a picture of Brock Purdy. Okay. And I want to compare how that statue looks like in Brock Purdy.
God.
Yes.
We'll take a break.
That picture says, hey, kids, you want candy?
I missed that picture.
Take a break. Back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.